Good morning. My name is Eva Le Gall. I'm a psychologist in the Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Unit of Professor Florence Askenazy. Let me introduce you Sematic, a serious game to learn the reading code in children with low-functioning autism. This entertainment game was conducted by Dr. Sylvie Serré, expert in autism, and Jean-François Herbert work in Solar Game, which is the game design and development partner. So before I talk about Sematic game, I would like to define autism. What is autism? When people refer to autism today, they're usually talking about autism spectrum disorder, which are brain-based disorders that affect a person behavior as well as social and communication skills. Low-functioning autism is the most severe kind of autism spectrum disorder. Children with low-functioning autism have unusual ways of learning, paying attention, and reading to different and reacting to different sensations. Triad of autistic symptoms begins before the age of 3 and lasts throughout a person's life. The prevalence is one child for 150 children. Reasons of this triad of autistic symptoms: few children with low-functioning autism are sent to school, and very few are exposed to academic learning. So what do we need to learn reading? Children without low-functioning autism, when they start at school, had expression, they had vocabulary, comprehension, and phonological awareness. Phonological awareness refers to the ability to perceive and manipulate the sounds of spoken words. But children with low-functioning autism had no expression, no comprehension, and no phonological awareness. For this very reason, they can't have access to academic reading learning. So, how do we help children with low-functioning autism to learn reading? Individuals with autism had a typical cognitive functioning. They had severe cognitive impairment, but they have also an islet of ability. They have more visual thinking than a verbal thinking, more logical thinking than abstraction thinking, and an excellent memory. So this game was based on these specific skills of children with low-functioning autism. Why associated computer and learning? Several studies show that children with low-functioning autism, when they work with a computer, had better attention, better motivation, and better learning compared to face-to-face learning. In this study, social medical team are associated. Why? Because our interest is to form caregivers team. We observe that caregivers team are getting older, and also they are not trained to use new technologies. For those reasons, we work with caregivers in different institutes. Now let's talk about the serious game Sematic. Sematic is an entertainment game for children with low-functioning autism without functional verbal skill, that means without language, and who had an interest in computer support. This game is based on non-verbal learning, which is typical for the cognitive functioning of individuals with autism. The aim of this game is to improve verbal communication through lexical development and by learning the reading code. There are 10 levels increasing in difficulties and corresponding at different abilities, and 100 words are presented in this game. So let's see an overview of Sematic. We have 3 exercises to use the mouse, 10 exercises to learn the reading code, and a free access to a dictionary online. 3 exercises to use the mouse. Why? Because sometimes children do not understand how to work with the mouse, and the different functions. So we create three intuitive training. One to drag the mouse over the computer screen, one to click on the mouse, and the last one to combine the click and drag. There are 10 games to learn the reading code. There are two games on the construction and the generalization of vocabulary. It's to improve verbal communication through lexical development. There are different games around words. One to recognize the physical form of the word. One to detect syllables. Another one to recognize the root of the word. And one to differentiating word and non-word. There is a game on writing. Children see a word on the screen and they had to write it on the keyboard. There are two games on sentence. One game to discover sentences and one to start to construct a sentence. So children with low functioning autism work on four different domains of reading code. So let's see an example. The first game is the association of a word and a picture. The objective of this game is the construction of lexical knowledge. So in the screen, you can see a picture of a ship. Under the picture, you've got four balloons. In each balloon, there is words. Perroquet, mouton, château, tracteur. And the instruction, the child must associate the correct word corresponding to the picture shown. The second example is the sentences construction. The objective is the discovery of sentence construction. So you've got six pictures. Under the six pictures, you've got a sentence, le vélo percute le pingouin. And you have to recreate the sentence with the picture. So the first, the subject is the bicycle. Then you have the verb percute and the object, the penguin. The objectives of the pilot study, normally they will start in October 2013. We will include 17 children with low functioning autism between 6 and 12 years old. The duration of the study will be 10 weeks. We want to assess the learning impact of the reading code in children with low functioning autism, the usability of the game with an ergonomic grind, the interest of caregiver and children for semantic. So we hope the commercialization in 2014. Attention.
Merci beaucoup Eva d'avoir fait très vite. On a des questions.
Some very nice things there. Thank you. But there's one question about a detail. In one of your examples, you put the bicycle hits the penguin. I don't know about this kind of person, autistic children, but I would find it difficult to imagine a situation in which a bicycle would hit a penguin.
Yes.
Why do you choose that? Yes. And why not something that's much more common?
First, of the beginning of this study, there were another study. The name was Daedalus. It was the same principle with a different game. And they can see that one verb is the verb percuter in French. Autistic children love this verb because it's the sound. Percuter, they love this. So we put this verb, but it's true that normally it's difficult to children to understand and use it every day. But children with autistic centers love this verb. This one is the only one. Other words selected by the primary school, that the first word that they learn at school, we take this word for this type of learning. But it is strange word.
As a question on your left side.
Bonjour. Première question. Vous parlez d'autisme de quel type? Donc le canard, ou c'est ça?
L'autisme canard de bas niveau.
D'accord.
De canard de bas niveau, en fait.
D'accord. Canard de bas niveau.
Oui.
Donc là, moi, je suis quand même assez surpris qu'ils aient donc accès au vocabulaire et au langage.
Alors, ce sont des enfants qui n'ont pas de langage.
Oui, justement.
Voilà. Et donc l'idée, en fait, c'est de les faire travailler à partir du support informatique, d'associer des mots, des images. Déjà pour construire en fait une base de stock lexical et pour qu'ils puissent après ensuite arriver un peu à décoder, donner du sens en fait aux mots qu'ils apprennent.
D'accord. Parce que j'imagine que pour des enfants d'Asperger de bas niveau qui eux ont accès quand même d'une certaine manière au langage et encore pas toujours à la sémantique. Mais donc là, je suis étonné que pour des autistes de canard, vous arriviez à... Alors, je serais curieux de lire votre étude, savoir à quel point les 17 enfants ont réussi. Parce que déjà même, et d'ailleurs c'est intéressant puisque vous dites que le premier exercice, c'est simplement utiliser la souris.
Oui.
Puisque en soi, les autistes de canard, en général, ne savent pas utiliser la souris, d'où le recours souvent aux écrans tactiles pour eux. Donc je suis très étonné que vous arriviez à ce type de choses qui ne donne l'impression qu'ils auraient donc déjà accès au fond à ce que au vocabulaire, au sens, à la relation sujet-verbe complément. Donc oui.
Merci beaucoup pour cette remarque. C'est vrai qu'en fait ces enfants autistes, donc des autistes de bas niveau intellectuel, n'ont pas accès au langage. Donc, quand on leur propose ces exercices, ils ont en fait un très très bas niveau de compréhension, à peu près d'enfants de 5 ans, au niveau du raisonnement, et ce sont des enfants qui ne parlent pas. Cependant, les enfants autistes, même s'ils n'ont pas de très bonnes, enfin, ils ont de grosses lacunes dans les capacités verbales, dans les capacités non verbales, ils ont vraiment de très grandes compétences. Les jeux qu'on propose, notamment les premiers, les jeux de la souris, sont des jeux très intuitifs, où en fait, quand je les montre aux enfants, j'ai même pas besoin de leur expliquer quelle est la consigne. Ils comprennent tout de suite, ils prennent la souris. En fait, c'est dommage que j'ai pas d'exemple, mais en fait, il y a un écran avec une image derrière, par exemple, d'un pingouin. Et en passant la souris, il y a comme une petite éponge qui, au fur et à mesure, dévoile l'image derrière. Et ils comprennent tout de suite, ils essayent de voir l'image entièrement. Et voilà, c'est plein de petits exercices qui sont très intuitifs et du coup, ils les comprennent tout à fait et ils les réalisent.
Juste dernière petite question, alors, ce sont des enfants de quel âge, là?
Alors là, ce sont des enfants entre 6 et 12 ans.
6 et 12 ans, d'accord.
Ouais.
Bah écoutez, ça m'intéresserait d'en parler parce que j'ai fait moi-même mon travail sur la capacité ou non qu'un enfant autiste a d'utiliser la souris.
Oui.
en lien avec la théorie de l'esprit. Ouais. Et donc, c'est pour ça que je trouve ça super. Vous avez des enfants autistes tout à fait étonnants.
J'ai été tout à fait étonnée. La première fois que j'ai montré le jeu à un enfant, je me suis dit, mais comment je vais lui expliquer? Et en fait, tout de suite, ça s'est débloqué. Il a tout de suite compris de manière très intuitive le principe du, en tout cas de la souris. C'était bluffant. Ouais, tout à fait.
Okay.
Après, on verra sur les 17 enfants si ça fonctionne. On verra bien.
Merci, Eva. Thanks all for your attention. Sorry, we really need to cut that off now.
Thank you.
Eva, will you stay available for a few moments if any people want to come and ask you questions?